Welcome to the Spice Cabinet, y'all, a spicy reflection on all things pop culture, music, film, and television. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Carla, are you there? And we're back.
Yes, it's been a long
time. It's been a
long time coming.
But I know
change gonna come.
Oh yes, it will. Yes, it's your girls, the Spice Cabinet, and we are here live and direct.
Yes,
in the factory.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to bring y'all the year-end drama.
Right.
All of the good stuff that we didn't get a chance to cover this year, but we're back, you know, charge it to our heads, not our hearts, right? Right. Did I say it the right way?
Busy. Okay.
Okay, look, we got a whole lot of stuff going on. You know, it's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Yes, ooh, I'm telling you. So y'all already know who it is. It's your girl, Miss Spicy, aka the Chocolate Diva, BKA Talia the Diva, BKA Taliban, aka Tatiana. I'll take your man Jolie, aka Big Mama Bubblicious, the 618 Queen, BKA Wags, aka Wagons.
Okay, we gonna have to shorten this with motherfucking the, list for the 2022.
Dragon in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Woo woo. BKA Blanche Du Bois, the Du Bois does stand for Do Bust Out in Song, Naughty Georgia Peach by Nature, BKA Sriracha Shakur, AKA Miss Peaches, the call in order name, if you're nasty, to the Orange Rice House. And I'm here with my girl, live in defect, Miss Erica. Her name is Erica,
but in the loop, we call her Erica.
And if you don't chicken head on that, you're not from out here, okay? You wasn't outside, okay? So, girl, we got, it's so merch that we got to talk about. I mean, we gonna do the fumes first, and then...
I guess we could do the fumes.
Okay, because, you know, I don't remember...
We gotta start with our spices, shit.
Oh, shit, wait a minute. Okay, so my spice today is gonna be white pepper, because, you know, white pepper is something that you can conceal in some... You know, some pastas and things, you know, if you don't want it to be, you know.
I want to see my pepper.
Okay.
I want to see that the shit is seasoned.
Okay, so I'm just putting y'all on to white pepper just so you know it's out there. Mm-hmm. It's out there.
Yeah, you know that. And pink Himalayan salt.
Right, don't be fooled. Get the black pepper. But it's white pepper out there. That's my spice today. I just want to educate the people.
And while we talking about pepper, I'm going to say mine is peppercorn. Because Talia got me putting my chicken in this peppercorn ranch.
I ain't just had no regular ranch, y'all.
Right, but I like the peppercorn ranch. It got a little spice to it. It's like a spicy ranch.
Look, I'm not finna hold y'all. I'm not even finna hold y'all because I'ma just tell you just like this. You put a little peppercorn ranch on your cucumbers. And you chop it up because I used to put Italian seasoning on mine, but see, nah, I switched over to the Kraft peppercorn. Kraft, hit me up. We need sponsors. You feel me?
Okay. Come through,
Kraft.
Okay. We like your cheese.
Okay.
Okay.
And I like the cars that go boom. Okay.
Mm. Okay. So first on the list is the fumes. The people that have passed since we last talked to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And first we gonna talk about Dolph. Young Dolph. Is it Dolph or Dolph?
Young Dolph.
Oh, okay. Young Dolph.
But he say it's Dolph.
I'm so mad that he's named Adolph. Like, y'all really
sad.
Yeah,
but he's a junior.
I see. Like, who? Adolph?
So, somebody.
Like, the only Adolph I know, you know, whatever.
But it is, you know, some black people. It is some black people named Adolph, though. Yeah.
Like, he's the first one I'd have never heard of.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sad. That man.
It was really sad.
He had a family. Like, you know, sometimes you get in this rap game and you've been in the streets before that. The streets shit still follow you.
Period.
And even though Dolph been in the game a good 10 plus.
They ain't forgot. The streets don't forget.
Man,
period.
Man, the streets.
Because the way they gunned you down, how they gunned you down, you done did some shit. I'm like, rest in peace to you, to your family. Like, my heart goes out to you. But you done did some shit for them to gun you down in broad daylight. This is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But what if he didn't know, friend? That's all I'm saying. You know, that did look like a calculated hit. Uh-huh. Like, somebody had a very huge personal vendetta against him. Mm-hmm. But what if it's like some Nipsey shit where, you know, he may have said the wrong thing, pissed the wrong person off.
Yeah, but it was like this one man had something against Nipsey. Two niggas drive up in a goddamn, they come up in a car, two niggas get out, shoot you. Yeah, it just seemed kind of
not just shoot you, like execute you and make sure that you're dead. Like,
yeah. It just seemed like something else was behind that. There's something else going on with that.
I hope, you know.
So whoever they catch for that, I hope they come out and like, why you do that?
Yeah, I hope we find out what the motive was. Maybe we'll never find out, but I do think that, you know, that's sad. That little girl and that little boy of his have to grow up without a father.
Girl, did you see the video with the wife posted or whatever?
And he was doing his daughter's hair and stuff. It's just sad.
Bad as fuck. Too many young men.
Too many young black lives. Like, it's sad. I mean, all these rappers that have died this year. You got Mo3. You got King. He died last year.
Oh, okay.
It's been a year this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
It is.
It's just sad.
Rest in peace to that man. Yeah. They had a very private funeral for him. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just feel bad.
Tennessee, they hurting over that.
Big
Memphis, they hurt.
Yeah.
So, we also going to talk about Clarence Avant, the music executive.
His wife
was shot during a home invasion. They caught that crazy motherfucker. That motherfucker
who was
crazy.
Okay, so I didn't know.
It was some dude. He had him in a wheelchair, strapped to a wheelchair. That motherfucker looked crazy.
Wow.
But this lady, 80-something years old, how do you want to shoot this old-ass lady? You could have just knocked her down or something. Like, 80. You're not the killer.
Wow.
That was sad as fuck.
Yeah.
Sad as fuck.
Very sad. Very tragic.
Mm-hmm. And then the guy.
And he was in the house.
Mm-hmm. It did the guy, Virgil, I don't know how to say his name.
Ablo,
the guy who founded Off-White, mm-hmm. the brand, he died from cancer at 41.
Very young guy.
Very young.
Very sad.
Very, oh my God, yes.
Because nobody knew that he was battling it, except his close friends. So,
right.
Prayers up to that man's family. He did have a wife and two children as well.
Yeah, hopefully he set them up, you know, so they'd be good.
I would think so.
Also, Malcolm X's daughter found dead in her apartment.
Yeah, that's strange to me.
That was really strange. And they ain't said nothing else about it.
It's been real quiet about that friend, and I don't like it.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that. Yeah.
I don't like that shit at all.
Mm-mm.
Don't drop a dime on them niggas.
For
but
real.
But that's something else.
For real.
Ooh, okay.
But that's all the fumes that we...
I think so. I think the last podcast we did, we talked about Melvin and people.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about him.
We did. We talked about him. We talked about rest in peace to Michael K. Williams. Yeah. So we done lost quite a bit of people this year.
Did.
It's real sad. Hopefully, you know, we got about 20 more days.
Yep.
Left this year. Mm-hmm. 20 plus maybe. It's the fourth.
And we all make it. We all go to the new year.
I'm really hoping, you know, 27 days.
Yeah.
We can, you know, make it to the end without another death like that. But yeah, y'all just stay prayed up for real. Love on your people.
Be safe out here in these streets.
In these streets, and it's industry too. for real.
So let's get on that Bone and 3-6.
Girl, mafia. So who you at?
What's wrong with you? Girl, of course I had 3-6.
Listen.
Man, look. They do two different types of music.
But I'm a Bone fan, though.
I'm a Bone fan, too, but that's music. I don't get crunk in the club with Bone. You don't. That's something you listen to at home.
When Notorious Thugs come on, yes, you do.
Yeah, Notorious Thugs, yeah. But you know when they did, I've been struggling
forever. These are the days of our lives.
I thought they was going to bring out Mariah Carey. If they would have brought her out, they would have had it.
Bone, 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 bone,
bone, bone. Come and look me in my... Their shit, you just got to sit back.
Listen, you definitely do. Because I was in like the fifth grade, but I love me some East 99 Eternal, Thuggish Ruggish Bone. They brought out
Natasha. Natasha.
It's Natasha. I don't get no fuck.
It was Natasha.
Natasha. Cleveland. Definitely in the house. And she sound
just the same.
Okay.
Yes.
She
was
up there. Sus is 43, 47.
Girl,
max.
Remember that hairstyle from Insta? The video?
With the door rabob. Sus had the original door rabob. Okay. That was Dora No Explorer. Okay, we just
in
Cleveland.
But then they brought out LeChat with the same hairstyle.
Baby, LeChat had the extendo Dora.
I wanted to hear Project Pat sing Don't Save Her. That was my
shit. Yes, yes. I love me some Project. And but I'm here for, I was here for Chicken Head.
I was here for Crunchy Black. I like to see Crunchy
Girl, Black. Girl, Crunchy gets on my damn nerves. Crunchy was on everything. Okay, Crunchy.
Because they losing.
Crunchy was on everything and then some. Okay,
Lil
Crunchy.
Flip came out.
Look, they found Chameleoner.
Where the fuck he been at?
They see me rolling.
Only person they didn't bring out was Mike Jones. Somebody called 281-330-8004. I'm just saying they had everybody and their mama there. That's the only person they did.
I was waiting for Bun B to come out. Okay.
Me too. Shit. Why Bun B didn't come out?
I don't know, but I was waiting. Especially when it's putting on some scissors.
Yes. I was waiting.
I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. A-Ball.
And MJG?
A-Ball ate A-Ball. Okay. First of all.
He always been the
Fat Mac. He always been the Fat Mac. But wait a minute. I ain't just never known he was that big, friend.
He that big.
I was literally shocked. Like, A-Ball.
Girl, and got the nerve to talk about slip on the latex and dive in.
Swish. No, that was MJG. What?
Really? Girl.
New day, new age. Every once in a while, this is how we play the game.
That's my shit.
If you don't know nothing about that, baby.
Nothing is too rough.
Who baby, the fuck? Listen.
Where that girl at?
Listen. That's Natasha's sister right there. That's a good. That's Itasha. That's Itasha. Okay.
That's
listen, cause baby, and MJ, MJG looking like he having a spasm up there.
I like to see
MJ finna sprinkle in some of that
out.
Super incredible. That nigga with that good sticky in the morning. What I need? Yes, when they was playing, gotta stay high.
They had Lil Wayne come out.
They had Wiz Khalifa. When Lil Jon came out,
Terrence Howard, I'm like, but still.
That was, honestly, that was the best verses I have seen. Like, for real. For me, that was the best. It was better than Jeezy and,
Gucci Mane. Oh, yeah, it was.
It was better than them. It was better than Brandy and Monica.
Oh, yeah. Girl, my favorite one is still Snoop Dogg and DMX. I love it.
I didn't see that one. Yeah.
I need you to go back and watch that again.
Okay, friend. I'm going to do that.
They
right.
gave DMX his flowers before
I'm
going
to do that, friend.
He exited the building.
You know what? I'm going to do that.
Watch that. I like to see Snoop in his older age.
I do like Snoop in his grandpappy age.
Yes, I do.
I like grandpappy Snoop.
Yes, I
do. I didn't watch that one. I also did not watch,
oh, you know, DMX said the prayer and everything.
I didn't watch E-40 and
I
and
love
Too
that
Short.
One too.
I didn't watch
I
that
love
one.
I the camaraderie friend. When they like really friends and they like.
Cause E-40 like his voice annoys me. Like,
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to hear that Skrillex and all that bullshit.
Right.
All that
I skipped it. I was like, nah, I'm good.
But please go watch that DMX.
Okay.
That Snoop Dogg one. That was really good.
I'm gonna watch it.
Like DMX had three. The bomb ass albums like back to back. Like,
he
I
did,
love
but
DMX.
You, I wasn't that big of a DMX fan.
I was a big DMX.
It was my sister who really, really loved DMX. You know, around that time, I think you know I was still in my R&B bag and stuff. That was when you know I was listening to Kelly Price and stuff. You know, but speaking of DMX, DMX, okay, shout out to HBO for their documentary on
I haven't
him.
Watched it. We gotta come back and
okay, we're gonna come back and discuss because I thought you had watched it, friend.
I ain't watched it.
I was gonna let that be your little segment and
no,
whatever.
I watched that, girl. I don't feel like being in my
did you watch Alanis? The Alanis Morissette one?
What?
Yeah, girl.
On HBO?
It's the same series as DMX and then they got Alanis, DMX, and Kenny G is the new one.
Kenny G?
Girl, don't do Kenny G. Don't do it.
The same fucking
song. Don't do Kenny G.
I love you, Kenny G, though.
Because my song is Don't Make Me Wait for Love Tonight. Even though I don't know who that man was singing. Can I see that Red Bull? I don't know who that man was singing, but that was Kenny G.
We're gonna have to come back and discuss that.
Okay.
One,
and Alanis Morissette because when
and
you
Alanis
see
Morissette,
when
yeah.
you I was like, where is Alanis? Because Alanis Morissette looks like a 7th grade social studies teacher like in Fenton. Like, swear to God, like I did not think that was Alanis Morissette. Like, it just doesn't.
Ooh,
it's hard for me to see. You know, I'm just used to long hair, Alanis.
It's like Ray.
On your wedding day,
it's a free ride when you're already paid. It's the good advice that you just didn't take. And who would have thought it figures?
Girl, let me tell you.
Life is a funny way. Snaking about you and like everything's on wrong and everything's going right.
Hey, Alanis had everybody spastic dancing.
Period. Because I fucked with her. And you know who I love? Shania Twain.
I fucked with Shania.
Right.
Girl.
Feel like a woman.
Girl. I'm telling you. It's crazy.
MTV had it going. Man, MTV need to go back to the old MTV, okay? Because I was singing all shit. I didn't care. It didn't have to be R&B.
They'll never be the same again. Yeah, I was singing Britney. But wait, did you see Janet's documentary?
I'm ready for that. No, it's out already?
Okay, so you know how they had the Britney doc?
Yeah.
Okay, so Janet, they got a Janet doc.
Oh,
right
for
there.
The breast thing. The nipple
gate thing. Yeah, nipple gate. Yeah.
I wish she didn't apologize because all the shit that's going on right now, but
Timberlake.
Bitch.
Girl.
Culture vulture, bitch. That's why they be like, we want to see him do a versus with Usher Baby. Fuck no, this is for the culture.
Usher Baby, if Chris Brown is not going to versus Usher Baby,
we don't want to see
We don't need it.
Like Nas. If Jay-Z don't do Nas, I don't want to see it because can't nobody fuck
with
him.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's just some things like, if you don't get these two, then there's no versus. Nope. Faith, Mary J. Blige. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, no, Mary J. Blige and Mariah Carey, no. I don't want to
see that. I don't want to see Mariah and Tony. Nobody can go.
Mariah and
the
Janet.
The person who can go against Mariah is dead. She's no longer with us.
Yes,
and that's
rest
Whitney.
Rest in peace.
Period. To Whitney.
And you know what? Babyface need another one. Somebody else need to do Babyface. But you guys know, in my opinion, the only person who can fuck with Babyface is R. Kelly. But, you know, that's a whole other story.
Friend, we're not finna do this
today.
I know,
man. I don't care, man. When I Wish came on my Spotify, I was in
we
my
is not finna do this, friend.
And I played that shit.
We is not finna do this today.
I'm just saying.
Is next on your list, friend?
Okay, let's go. Okay, so on Netflix, did you watch True Story with Wesley Snipes?
I have not finished it.
Okay, now look, motherfucker.
Friend, listen. Okay, I'm in a whole relationship.
Friend. I know you got your boo boo. You got your boo boo.
Look, I had to share that with the people. My friend, look, I'm
so
busy.
I'm with somebody I've been on like going on for like 6 years.
Oh my god,
it's been going on for 6 years.
I've been delivered from a six year entanglement.
Yeah, and I'm going on a 6 year one. So
entanglement
nigga, you know
with
me.
August. Entanglement with August.
Nah, Jada, it was a relationship.
It was an entanglement, Will. But yeah, I've been busy, friend. But I did watch a little bit of it on Thanksgiving because my parents were watching it. It's
like
really good. Give Wesley his flowers.
Period.
Give him his flowers today.
Give him. I like to see Wesley Snipes.
I love it.
Fuck with Wesley Snipes.
I really feel like that was Kevin Hart's doing though, because like.
And you know what? Another shout out to True Story.
Oh.
If you watch True Story and listen to all the music is Philadelphia. Like
he's
from Philadelphia.
Yes,
the OJ's, all that.
Love it.
So he gave homage to his birthplace, and I really
I did notice that too.
Did you notice that? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because my daddy was saying, oh, he got all the Philadelphia
songs.
Period,
except he didn't have Patty in her. Did I hear Patty? I don't know if I heard Patty.
I don't know
where that would have fit in the movie, but you know, they had the Soul Train little thing.
They could have did On My Own. Patty could have did
On My Own.
Why did it end this way?
Okay, so did you watch BMF or not?
Of course I did.
You can stop the rain. You can stop the rain. That dude, you know he's British.
I know. Ain't that crazy?
Like,
first of all, fuck
nigga
Cash Doll.
Fuck.
Because Cash Doll, you was petty as fuck. You should have been messing with that man.
Right.
Because you started all this shit. I feel like Cash Doll played the middle. She played both sides.
Yeah.
Then got him killed. So what you... spoiler alert if you ain't synced it.
I was ready. Be Mickey or whatever. You did what you was supposed to do.
To kill...
Yes. Bitch. Kato. Bitch was playing both sides.
She
fuck
was.
You, bitch.
She
you
was.
Had to go.
She did have to go.
You had to go, bitch.
She was a sacrificial lamb. She had to.
I like seeing...
Wood Harris and his brother Steve Harris.
I like that. I love Wood Harris. He can do
period.
No wrong.
Okay.
I love him and everything.
Niggas get shot
he does.
Every day, B.
I love him. I love
Wood Harris. Okay.
Yes, that's
you know, Paid in Full is my shit.
Paid in Full being my shit. Paid in Full. And then, the fact that he on New Edition. I need New Edition's movie on tape. I need that on VHS because I love him as
Girl, Brooke. I got Paramount Plus. I think BET on that.
Is it?
You know, T-Mobile gave you Paramount Plus.
Can I get your password?
Girl, yeah. That's fine. Girl, yeah, that's cool.
Look, friend, because see, my sister she don't be wanting to share with me.
Shalee, stop!
She don't want to give me the Hulu with no ads or nothing, bro. Like,
I hate Hulu with ads.
It's cool, friend, because when she go to my house, she going to be in the basement.
Shalise, just because you moving on up, don't be like that. Okay?
Bruh, she be treating me like a soybean burger bitch, and I'm not here for it at all, for
Shalise,
real.
Shalise, don't do that to your only sister, your don't only sibling, okay?
Don't do that.
Be you know fair. What, Shalise, Shalise, are you here for the holidays? Because I want to see you.
She going to be here for Krumma. She gonna be here for Corona.
I ain't never met you, Shalise, but we talked before.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that day. Okay.
Who else we got on the docket, friend?
Tiffany Haddish and Common split.
Girl, Common
is a hoe.
Tiffany was his beard. I'm convinced. Either she was his beard or...
Because you had Serena, bitch.
Common is for the streets. No.
He is for the streets.
We not finna say he's a hoe. He's for the streets.
No, we saying streets for Memphis, okay?
For the streets of the industry.
Yeah.
That's what he's for.
Yeah. I'm just too...
Because Common is... Okay, let's go down his track list. Can you name...
Erica?
You name five. I know I can name five. Who you got?
Erica and Serena and Tiffany. That's I got three.
Okay, I got Taraji. I got Regina
really?
King.
Really? Taraji?
Yeah, he dated Taraji. Please let me testify. You remember she was in his video?
I didn't know they dated.
Oh, yeah, they dated. Regina, not Regina King, Regina...
Hall.
Okay,
you
her.
You accuse me of... Please let me testify.
Who else did comment? Okay, you said Erica. You said Erica Badu, right?
Yeah, Erica fucked him up, so he had to pass it on the torch.
Yeah, damn. I'm trying to think of some more, because I feel like I didn't see
Common. Common was with another lady that was, like, in journalism, I believe. But they broke
Angela Rye. He was with Angela Rye, and she wanted to have kids. Common didn't.
Common said, don't you got a kid?
He has a daughter, but his daughter's grown as fuck, Common. It's time for you to shoot the club up again.
Right.
What's going on?
Something
is off with Common. It gotta be. Because Common fine is that one thing.
Light skin fuckery. Yeah. That's what I chuck it up to.
I would believe that too.
Light skin fuckery.
When is Common? Let me look up his birthday, first of all. Hold on. Hey, Siri. Uh-huh. When is Common's birthday?
There's no one in your contacts
name. I ain't say Kwame. Girl. Bye, Siri.
Siri, bitch.
Girl. Good night. Common's birthday. Because Common's birthday is March 13, 1972.
He's
Aries,
ain't he?
No. He's a Pisces. Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Don't fucking do that, friend.
Common is toxic, okay?
You starting that shit.
I'm just saying. If he was an Aries, I understand.
Let me see. Girl, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, friend. Common is real. I don't know what the hell is wrong with Common.
I don't know, but you could have made that happen with Serena, because I liked him and Serena.
So Common says he can't hold on to a relationship. I really want to know
why
you can't hold on to a relationship.
Uh-huh, right.
Because now, you know, you and Tiffany, weren't they just like in the press talking
that
about their relationship?
That was weird to me anyway, them being together.
It was, because really I can't weird. Take her serious.
Uh-uh, and she ain't even that funny. So that's a whole nother story though.
Yeah, no shout out to Common. Common, you need to go seek help
mm-hmm.
and figure out, like, why you for the streets. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't understand why nothing is sticking with him.
Exactly.
Because I really liked him and Serena, but I also like Serena and Drake, too. So
I did, too. But that was probably some more light-skinned fuckery.
You know.
Made it go to the market.
And it don't be us. We not coming after these men. They coming after us.
Mm-hmm.
Us dark-skinned girls. We don't be going after these light-skinned men.
Mm-hmm.
They be coming after us.
So, in other news that's serious, the Ahmaud Arbery case. That made my Thanksgiving, okay? When the judge read that shit and they was up there looking stupid as fuck.
With that bowl haircut.
Right. That made my motherfucking day.
I was very, very, very glad.
Shout out to you, Georgia, because we was about
they
to
got it right.
We was gonna burn that shit down.
And we're gonna burn it down if they try any fuck shit with Stacey Abrams with her running for governor. I'm just gonna put that out there because you know I'm an original Georgia Peach, naughty by nature Georgia Peach. Don't play with Stacey Abrams. That's all I got to say. I see what y'all trying to do with these whole new voter laws and shit, but don't play with us. Because Stacey is the one who got the peoples to the polls.
Turned it blue.
And baby, we could do it again. Don't do us. Don't ever underestimate the powers.
And what I learned from the Ahmaud Arbery case, what, you know, them other people should learn from the Ahmaud Arbery case.
What, these other states as well?
No, what the other...
Oh, okay, okay.
What the Palm Side people should take from the Ahmaud Arbery case. Mind your fucking business. Just mind your fucking business.
Period.
All that calling 911 and shit. Mind your motherfucking
you had no
business.
Right. You had no right to chase that man
down.
Because
who the fuck is doing a citizen's arrest in 2021? Mind your business.
That's
mind
it.
Your business.
That's it. That's all. If it don't look right and you feel like calling the police, okay, fine. But that don't give you—that don't give you the right to go out and be the police yourself. Like, sorry,
that George Zimmerman shit ain't working today.
That neighborhood watch shit.
Okay. No,
nah.
Like, fuck. I think DMX said, "Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. You see me spit at you.
You know I'm trying to get rid of you.
Period. Goodbye. Go to jail. And I hope they put you in Gen Pop. Okay. And let what happened to Jeffrey Dahmer happen to you." And, you know, the Kyle Rittenhouse case, we could talk about that. The Kyle Rittenhouse case, that fake-ass crying, I thought they would have saw through all that bullshit.
Friend,
but I guess they did.
You know, I don't give a fuck about him, honestly.
I think your life, I think now that you got off, you're out amongst the public now, your life is over.
Yeah, that stigma's going to follow him. Forever. I really feel bad for those families. And all honest to God, and all my nieces, I thought he killed I thought he killed black people, and I was like, really, you know, like, yeah, he should go to jail. And then I found out that they weren't black, but at the end of the day, you had no business being there.
And your mom needs to go to jail because she took you to the bullshit.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, when you hit these streets, anything can happen to you.
Pretty much.
So your life is still over because those people who get off, like, we heard from Zimmerman. Where the fuck you at?
Ain't
probably
hiding.
Hiding somewhere.
Ain't hiding.
Casey Anthony, bitch, killed your baby. Where you at, bitch? Hiding. You can't even live a normal life because you fucked. So I think that's a punishment as well. You can't even live a life because as soon as we notice who the fuck you are, it's a mob going to get formed.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. And you trying to go to Arizona State University, they said, you go to some college somewhere and try to enroll.
See,
watch what happens.
Can't sit here. Yeah.
Your life is done. So you might have got off, but you still got to live amongst regular folks that can pick up a gun just like you did.
I feel like it'll impact him until, you know, he's about 60 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then our generation will be gone, long gone, and nobody will talk about it anymore. But yeah, for now, yeah, you've ruined your life for the most part. And
period.
I hope that those families of the people who you killed, they sue you and your family in civil court.
Oh yeah, because civil court, you're liable. You're liable for that shit.
And I hope they get all their money.
Period.
Your mammy money, your daddy
money.
Period.
Sell the house. Sell the house.
Put it up.
Period.
Moving right along.
Let's talk about another versus. The Shaka Khan and Stephanie Mills.
Girl.
Shaka bitch.
Don't do her.
You was.
That's your elder friend.
Shaka.
That's Miss Shaka to you.
You was drunk. Okay? You was drunk. Didn't even know the motherfucking words.
She was
song.
Drunk. Boo. If it wasn't for Stephanie, like if Stephanie had took a pill or was off of that powder, I don't know what Shaka would have did. Cause Shaka was about to fall over.
Shaka, I was already mad at you because at Aretha Franklin's funeral, you had to get the words to going up a yonder.
I'm saying, but that wasn't too long ago. That's the thing. Like, what
Shaka,
y'all expect?
Shaka, what you doing, Shaka?
What y'all expect from Shaka?
Because you ruined Stay for me.
When Shaka was on Vlad TV talking about Ariana Grande, what did y'all expect? What did y'all expect?
I expected something different. And Shaka, don't, whoever told you to wear the boots, shoot they ass.
Okay, because whoever replaced them with them orthopedic babies first, walking the hard, them hard bottom shoes, baby.
Yes. Like, you just ruined everything for me. What you gonna do for me? Man, everything.
Everything was ruined.
Everlasting love. I wanna give to you. Rufus is like, what the Shaka, fuck is this doing?
I don't know what Shaka was singing. I don't know what Stephanie Mills was singing because Stephanie Mills was pulling out.
Mills pulled out that little Kim. She said, I'm the original Queen B. I'm from Brooklyn. Baby, she, I said, girl, Stephanie Mills, Kitten Hills.
She pulled out singles from the 8-track because I ain't never heard them shit.
Me like, either. But when she said, when I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing.
I said, girl, yes. Yes.
Because I like her version because, you know, she was the Broadway right. on The Wiz. And then Diana Ross, no singing ass, came and did it on The Wiz. And I'm just like, give me Stephanie.
But Michael had said he wanted Stephanie, but, you know, Barry Gordy overruled.
Stephanie, please sing my song.
When I think of home. You got to get deep voice on that part.
My friends telling me, yes, that was the shit. That background was everything.
That deep voice. When I think of home. You have to. It's almost like
another song that I knew.
I know. I can't think of the other song.
Shit.
And I keep thinking of Karen White songs, but it's not Karen White.
It's not Karen White. Girl, what was that damn song?
Stephanie.
I feel good.
Oh yeah.
I feel good all over when you're around. Whatever.
Yeah. Stephanie. Stephanie still look like Vonda Curtis Hall whenever y'all get through with it.
She got a big mouth.
She got a wide mouth, honey. A wide mouth. She got a trout mouth.
She do. I want to see who gonna go against Anita Baker though.
Nobody.
Period.
Tony.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Tony the Braxton could. She definitely could.
I don't want to see her.
Even though that's two eras, Tony could go toe to toe with Anita. Friend, best friend. That would be a good ass versus best friend. Like
it would, but I don't want to see Tony go against Anita.
Why? Anita it's too many thick voice, thick throat singers.
Anita too wrong for me. Anita too wrong for me.
I apologize. It's too.
Body and soul. You got no doubt.
I hated Body and Soul.
I love that song.
Oh my God, I hate that one.
I like when she sang, Have I Told You I Have you seen her remake of that?
Tyrese Lady.
Yeah, too. I like that.
No.
But
give me Rapture. That's all I want to hear.
Girl.
That's all I want to hear is Rapture. The whole CD.
You the best that
Hello.
I got, baby. So, okay. So, Stephanie Mills, what about Anita Baker and Sade?
I could see that.
That's around the same time. I could see that.
Sade ran so her could walk. So, her and Janae Aiko could walk. Because they walking real slow. Because her, yeah.
Don't put them in the same category. I'm they saying. Can never.
No, don't do her. Because I love her.
Who?
Her.
Oh, you talking about her. Okay, her. Yeah, okay. Okay, but.
Janae Aiko?
Uh-uh.
Don't do that, friend, because I fucks with Janae.
Janae and your sad, depressing, make me want to hang myself voice? No, ma'am. I don't need you.
Look, you gotta be going through it for.
I know. I don't want to hear them singers. I be going through it,
man, friend. Sometimes no. I need Janae because man, I used to be going through it, friend. I did.
We but done now, with that now.
I swear, friend. All I want to listen to is like
you need Sherelle.
Girl, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
love Sunday, bruh. Monday. You know what, Sherelle and Pebbles need to go to
baby. Don't leave me, don't ever deserve me, cause I promise I'll let you, and I love you always.
That's my favorite
Sherelle and
Pebbles song. Yes. Yes. That and that song with her and Babyface. You'll never know.
You'll never know it.
You'll never know. You'll never, 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 never,
bitch,
never,
I need
never
you to choose one. Is you no, going low or is you going high?
I don't know. Because I'm going go, up and down.
Too. I be trying to go high, but you want to take the high part too.
I don't know.
Is you going to just I'm let me know, friend.
Okay.
Just let me know.
You never
Because you know, I done got my stimulus. They had held my stimulus, and I done got a little stimulus that they held for 3 months, and then I've been going to Miss Jan.
Tree.
for Tree. Because, you know, I told Miss Jen, I got to get ready for Wanye Nick. Because it's Wanye next season. Let it snow.
Don't let it snow. Let's not forget.
Girl, did you? Like,
my back. Man, let me give you a... I felt that.
I told you, Miss Jan gave me, she gave me the little special.
But you know, mine is Johnny. Why don't you give it love on Christmas Day?
Why you have to get the scroll face on Christmas?
I had to, because you know, Johnny Gill got a scroll voice.
Yeah, Johnny Gill got a scroll voice.
Johnny Gill can take it. Hey, back. No more new questions. Songs.
Questions that need answer. Where is that baby that Johnny Gill had? Because remember, Johnny had a baby. Johnny got
it, baby.
Where's Johnny Gill, baby?
I'm not here for the new Christmas song. Even your girl Mariah.
Friend, I never said I was here for it because I didn't ask for her to do a song with Kirk Franklin and Khalid. Who asked for that? I did. You could have went back to doing it with Ariana Grande and skinny Jennifer Hudson.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. No, I'm not here for no new Christmas songs. That's it.
In my mind. Okay. This in my mind season. It's in my mind. And it's Wanye Turtleneck season. And that's all I'm sticking with.
And this Christmas, not the Chris Brown version.
Don't do that. Because I do both of them.
That's why.
Yes, we will.
No, ma'am.
I do both of them.
Donny Hathaway is the truth.
I do. Donny Hathaway version make me cry.
Girl, he makes me.
It makes me sad. It make me cry. Friend, don't do this.
Girl.
Because it makes me sad. That.
Girl, because when he sing, like, I feel every
me too,
fucking man. Feeling this man has.
It's like, you know he was a tortured soul. Like, you just feel his soul. But he do something to me on this Christmas. That's why I have to hear Chris Brown version because it make me feel a little better.
I get it.
Yeah.
Giving up. So hard to do.
Girl, listen. Girl, don't get me started because it's his version and sister version on Sparkle, girl. Because you know, sister song on Sparkle.
Oh, yeah, you showed it.
Give it up.
Girl.
Y'all know, sister, that's the mama from He Got Game. Ooh, if you know, you know.
Lord Jesus. Yvonne McKee, I think.
Yes. Girl. Lynette McKee. Because she was in Women on Brewster Place. If you know, you motherfucking know.
She was a lesbian.
Yes. Don't do that.
She was a lesbian. I mean, she was a lesbian. I'm sorry.
Yes. If you know, you know.
Yes. Yes, for real, girl, for real. When he sang, take it from me, someday we'll all be free. That man's voice is the shit.
It is. It really is.
Like, oh my God. Like, I got an old school record player. You know, the one that lifts up the top. I got an old one. I'm like, I want a record of Donny Hathaway because that's what you got to get,
girl,
a record.
Friend,
you got to get a record with the...
Friend, I need you to have everybody that love you around you, because if not, you will be on a 5150, friend. Like, bitch, they have you in Christian Northwest on a 5150, bitch.
Love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life. You are a friend of mine.
And when my life is over...
Remember, listen, when we was together,
we were alone now, and I was singing this song to you.
Girl.
Listen, baby, that takes me out. That would take me out of her.
And then the music behind it. Doo, doo, doo.
Listen, don't do that, friend. Listen, Donny Hathaway take me to another place. He take me to another place like Arrested Development.
I mean, and, I love you. His daughter can sing. She got that deep voice too. But it ain't like her daddy.
His daughter's voice is beautiful.
Forever,
girl.
For always, for love. Yes.
Do it for the one you love.
But her daddy's voice, like, they don't make
Layla. That's my favorite song by Layla, Forever, For Always, yes. For Love. I love to hear her sing that.
They don't make singers. A lot of those singers who you can feel them.
Yes.
They're gone. Yeah. They gone. And you just don't get that. I also get that with Karen Carpenter. I'm sorry. I feel her pain when she sings too.
I love Karen Carpenter.
Oh, good. Yay!
I'm not going to do this with you. I'm not going to do this with you.
Wait. You told me you love me, baby. Da, 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 da. But Luther did take it somewhere else.
He did. He did.
Loneliness.
Luther took it to a whole nother dimension.
It's such a sad thing. He took it somewhere else. I will say
he
that.
He do.
But I could feel the pain in... When she sing Rainy Days and Mondays,
yes.
I feel the pain.
Girl, don't get me started on that. Because if it rained today and it's a Monday, bitch, I'm crying. I'm crying.
Always gets me down. And you know, I think I feel that story because my mom only had two kids too. I have a brother and that's mm-hmm. it. And then like I lose my only sibling. I'm like, yeah. And you too. You know, you only got mm-hmm. one other sibling and that's it. Like,
yeah.
Like, you just out here with no brothers and sisters.
A whole orphan. You just yes. out here.
So, I just, I don't know.
I sympathize. But,
yeah.
What's
so
next
I
on the docket,
girl,
friend? Because
we went off into
baby,
type
listen.
Of shit.
Baby.
Okay, did you watch Tiger King, too?
I haven't watched the whole thing. Girl, you know, I can't finish nothing. I can't finish, you know, and Joe, we know Joe not getting out.
I didn't want to see him talking from jail.
And the husband, he on some, girl, his husband on some bullshit. Like, what is your husband on girl. At this point? Y'all mm-mm. need to divorce.
Did you watch The Harder They Fall, the Black Western?
I did. I wasn't very impressed. Because it seemed okay. very rushed to me.
It seemed very rushed to me, too. And then when he revealed that they were really brothers,
right.
I didn't want him to kill him. I didn't want him to kill him either.
I thought, you know, and then I'm like, well, what if Idris is lying so he has to kill him, you know, whether
but
he's telling the truth or not.
When he told the story, I was like, okay, I see why you had to do what you had right. to do in the beginning.
But,
I know you killed his mom and dad, mm-hmm. but hey, the father, you bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
So I feel him on.
I ain't like the daddy since he was in Soul Food ranching on his cousin.
Michael Beach ain't never
Michael
been
Beach
shit.
Ain't Michael Beach told on Mr. Clark. Or he what
he showed it.
Yes.
He told him to get the fuck out because yeah. he was the coach. And he said, I said don't move.
Mm-hmm. And he went and picked up that piece of paper.
I ain't
like Michael Beach since then, okay? Michael Beach always on some fuck shit in his roles. Like, why do they give Michael Beach the fuck nigga position?
Right.
In all of his films.
Period.
But, yeah.
I thought The Harder They Fall, it was,
I needed more character development. That's all.
I will say that, too. You could tell they had a little budget.
They did, because I feel like Idris and Regina King... Was y'all supposed to be ranching at one point? Like, what was really good? Because I felt like you was feeling him. Shorty was feeling you.
And then Lakeith. Oh.
Girl, don't get me started. I'm sick of fucking Lakeith.
Don't do Lakeith, okay? Lakeith is trying to make his way up in here, okay?
I was feeling Tick. Atticus. Wasn't his name Atticus from our show? Lovecraft Tick.
Oh, yeah.
I was feeling him.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he did it. But he need to go. He was a bad guy, too, so he need to get killed, too.
His back was looking real strong in that one picture.
Girl, his lips so big.
Girl, his nose is big. He got a real bell pepper. You know, I have a thing about bell peppers.
Girl, yes, I know.
I can't do it.
I just, I feel like I like Westerns with, like, real shoot 'em up. Like, I wanted more blood.
It was some bang shoot 'em up.
I wanted more blood, and I think, like, if we really going to get into Westerns, we need to be dirty. They weren't very
clean. I feel like they set it up for a second.
Yeah, because the lady's still alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just need to see my Western. I like my Westerns grimy and dirty.
Yeah.
My Western people don't have clean teeth and fucking fresh linings. I'm sorry.
But friend, like, this is our first black, I mean,
yeah.
like, not really our first black Western, but this is our first 20th
Soundtrack
century.
Was good.
Soundtrack was
good. Because I love that Kid Cudi and Jay-Z song.
I didn't listen to it.
Go, bang. It was the opening song when they was doing the...
I have to... Yeah.
Yeah, go listen to that. I like some of them songs. That song with, what's his name? CeeLo Green? The little slow song? I kind of like the... I'm like, they saturated the movie with the soundtrack. I'm
it
like, if y'all
did.
Want us to buy the motherfucking soundtrack, just say so.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought the music saturated the whole movie. But the guy who made the movie was actually CeeLo, the singer. Kiss from a Rose on it. That's his brother.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Because Seal is on the soundtrack, too.
Okay. Come on in. Did not know.
Get your brother up on there to sing a song.
Yes, you should.
Because I come in to a kiss from the road.
Ooh.
I'm wanting you stranger. It feels in love.
Now that
your rose is in bloom. like, go ahead.
You did that. Harmony, boo. Period. What you know about it?
Okay, so now we're gonna talk about Danny Lee and the baby. That live video.
Girl.
I wanna beat him all inside that fucking forehead.
She done already whooped his ass. That's why she got charges. But he.
It was messy.
It was very messy. I don't like, you know, I don't have nothing to say. But look what you made, daughter. Because this man showed you exactly who the fuck he was from the jump. Like, he was not there for you your whole entire pregnancy. And then what makes you think because the baby's here, the baby gonna stop being a baby? Like, it just don't stop for him.
Yeah. So I just didn't like that. But that was very messy. And, you know, I remember the time when we didn't know nothing about our celebrities. So this whole social media, Instagram and all that shit, we just get an open thing into y'all lives. And if y'all want us to be in y'all lives, okay, man. But when shit pop off and you be like, we want you to respect our privacy. Privacy where? Ain't no privacy. You all out here. Tell us what's going on. So, I don't like when people bring their drama to social media. Me, personally, I don't even do that on my page. I speak about current events.
That was extremely dramatic for no reason.
Very.
For no reason.
Very. And then another thing, to see her with no makeup, girl, look. Ooh.
Girl, them ears. Ooh. Sis, they had no bra on. Mm-mm. Nothing.
And next, we're going to go to Summer Walker's album. I didn't listen to it.
Summer's Eve. I like Summer Walker's album. I mean, yeah. It had to grow on me. At first, I was like, I don't, you know, because I really liked her last album. But this one had to grow on me. I like, you know, you just got to listen to it like 37 times.
Oh, who has the time?
Just keep playing it in your core, and then you'll find a fuck nigga to project it on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to her, because it did really big.
Mm-hmm.
It did really good. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. Look, Jada, I don't like Jada at all. She got Will Smith out here looking like a bitch. I just don't like it, and I think you need to keep some shit just needs to be private. And you need to keep your marriage and your relationship private and stop trying to get ratings up for Red Table Talk. And another thing, y'all be talking about too much shit in front of Willow. I mean, I get it. She might be kind of grown a little bit, but she don't know nothing about this shit.
I mean, was she talking about their relationship in front of Willow?
Yeah, something like she couldn't.
No.
Like something about their sex life, she said.
No, in front of Willow?
I think she was at the Red Table Talk.
Come on now.
And then Will was like, whatever you need, Jada, go and get it and get happy and then come back to me happy. Will, are you fucking serious? So you gave her a pass to go fuck around?
Well, obviously it's not the first time.
I mean, what kind of marriage is that? What kind of man are you to give your wife to be like, go, you my wife, bitch.
No, if something ain't right in him. You know they always been saying whispers. It's been whispers thicker than the whispers mustache about Will.
This is what I'll do.
Lost and turned out.
Rock steady rocking on. I just don't want to know the dynamics of their relationship.
We don't need all of that.
I don't need that.
No.
Shut the fuck up. That's what
like,
you need to do,
I mean,
typeface.
I get it that, you know, Will has a memoir, you know, and I do want to read it. But at the same time, I don't feel like all of that is for public consumption.
Will like, felt like shit. Remember, he felt like he wished he was had the impact of Tupac because she, like, put Tupac on a pedestal. Bitch, why would you do that in your marriage? Put another man on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Bitch. Ooh, just shut up, bitch. Just shut up.
I'm probably making that man feel like shit. Yeah, let's keep them lifted in prayer.
Period.
Because,
I mean, they ain't going to divorce.
No.
It is cheaper to get.
Yeah, because they did a blood contract with Ruby Dee and Ozzy Davis, so.
But that was love right there.
That was real love.
That was real love.
But they, you know, they promised Ruby Dee and Ozzy Davis that they would stay together. So, yeah, that's what had happened.
So, another thing we're going to talk about, Dave Chappelle. We canceling Dave Chappelle or not?
Not. And not, because
I didn't see nothing wrong that you
did. I didn't find nothing wrong either. I watched the whole thing, and I laughed.
And he can have his opinion on the LGBTQ community without them, like, trying to cancel him. What is wrong with having your opinions?
Right.
Everybody can have their opinions. Everybody ain't going to agree with LGBTQ lifestyle. That's okay, but why do I have to lose my whole fucking career because of it.
It's the same way that they try to cancel Boosie over Lil Nas X every time. And Boosie, the hood won't cancel Boosie.
We won't.
It's like, y'all don't have enough white people to cancel Boosie.
Period. Because like, Boosie got his own festival.
The hood is not canceling Boosie.
And Boosie said, DaBaby, come through.
And did.
I fuck
with
like Boosie. Boosie says and does what the fuck he wanna do. And it should be funny. And I'm still gonna get my money.
And I love how he treat his kids. He love his kids.
Yeah. And one thing, I don't give a fuck what you say. That man is a father to them goddamn kids.
Okay,
and
all of them got a Boosie fade.
Period.
All them boys got a Boosie fade.
And you can't take that from him. And that's commendable in my thing. And I don't give a fuck what he does, what he says. That man's taking care of them goddamn children.
Yeah. Okay. Boosie for me is entertainment. It's like Gucci Mane used to be entertainment before he got cloned. Like,
really? The baby cute though. Ooh. Little
Ice. Oh yeah. He looked like his mama. Cause he sure don't look like Redrick. Redrick Davis. That was my shit. Yeah. He sure don't look like him, honey.
So did you see the new Halloween movie?
I did not, friend. I told you my sister wouldn't give me her Peacock password.
Ooh, okay. It was trash anyway.
Okay.
Did you watch You Season 3?
I have not finished it.
Okay, now, shit.
Friend, I'm in a relationship. What you want me to do?
Oh, my God. So,
we be trying, but shit. Netflix be watching us.
Shit, because you need to see what happens to Joe and them.
Okay, I'm going to finish it. We're going to finish it. We gonna start watching some more episodes tomorrow.
Please.
Okay, friend.
Okay, so do y'all remember the time when Facebook and Instagram shut down? Tragic.
Yeah, I was at work that day, and you know, I can't have my phone at work, so I wasn't really affected.
It was a tragedy, and I'm like, Twitter, is that all we gotta have is Twitter? Why y'all do this? Why y'all do that? Don't do that again, Mark Zuckerberg. Stop trying to change the name to Meta. We don't know
that
shit.
So what did they ultimately say happened? Like, do we ever find out?
I don't know, but don't do that bullshit again. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers was like, lost like a motherfucker.
Lost
like,
and turned out.
Right.
Big fact.
Did you watch the Squid Game on Netflix?
I did. I love Squid
Game. Girl, Squid Game almost... Episode 6 had me in my goddamn feelings when I thought they killed the old man.
Girl, and the old man behind the whole damn thing.
Right, you little bitch.
Girl, but I'm waiting. You know it's going to be a second season, though.
You was a shitty father, period. Because what the fuck you going to go back to go... What you going to go back and do? Get some more money? You already won the game?
Yeah.
It was a lot of holes in that thing, too.
It was, because I'm like, why would he tell his daughter that he on the way and then you...
You just a bad fucking father altogether.
He should have never seen that man in the subway. That's what triggered him.
Uh-huh.
He seen him in the subway and he was ready again.
And so R. Kelly was found guilty of...
As he should.
Mm-hmm. So R. Kelly...
It's over for you.
Yeah, man. Just sad. You had a whole fucking good career.
And now he's talking about he can't get nobody to buy his masters. Like...
Don't nobody want that shit. Don't nobody want to fuck with you, R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. And it's sad.
Yeah.
You know, old folks still gonna step in the name of love, though.
Yeah, them Chicago people still stepping side to side, round and round.
Bring it back. let me see you do the love slide. Period.
Girl. I can't believe I just sang that.
What about Faith and Stevie J?
Girl. Mm-mm. Don't you know that you're toxic?
Faith and Stevie J, I don't even like y'all together because Stevie J, you was friends with fucking Biggie and now y'all fuck his ex-wife, I mean his widow.
Because they both on that powder. That's why, friend. That's a money grab because Stevie J know that she still gets some kind of money from something.
And he got paid child support for Bonnie Bella and him.
Yep. And that's what it is. Stevie J, I'm really appalled. Because, you know, friend, I really didn't like how Stevie was talking to Faith like that. He talking to Faith like he beat on her. And the street committee said, you know, they got a real physical, violent relationship. It's real crazy, like.
Faith ain't finna take that bullshit off of Stevie. Faith is
not, you know, and I don't feel like Jocelyn took that bullshit off of him. Oh,
no, I think Stevie got us. But Stevie.
He done met his match, okay? Because he was in her face like, oh, so you cheating on me? You cheating on me?
But, in my house?
I'm but like, what you been doing? You been fucking bitches all the whole time. Stevie. And they're gonna try to send Jocelyn back to the strip club.
Stevie and her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Do it like it's your B-day.
Do it like it's your B-day, baby. I love it.
Baby.
Do it like it's my B-day. Do it like it's my B-day. Listen, honey. Faith Evans said she gonna do it like it's her B-day, okay?
Period.
And she gonna swirl on somebody that was not Stevie J.
He done made his match with that
Stevie
one.
Thought that beefcake was gonna keep her. She done been around the world and She done seen big beefcake. She done seen 300-pound beefcake.
So see, now with her, I wonder, bitch, you did hit up Tupac.
She about did.
Stop playing. You hit up Tupac.
The way Faith looked in that picture, Faith don't know what happened. That's the thing.
Cause she
Faith,
like
you
shit.
Was zooted and booted on that Period. Picture.
And then you knew that Biggie was cheating on you with Lil' Kim. You did have to get back at...
Big facts. Because, I mean, shit, everybody wanted a piece of Tupac back then. Tupac was very attractive.
And was?
Tupac was dating Madonna. He dating Quincy Jones' daughter. He dating all type of bitches. Tupac had his pick.
That's the only man I will accept with a nose ring. Any other man with a nose ring is unacceptable.
Gay.
I didn't mean to say that. The Remy.
I don't like men with nose rings. I don't like men with hair. I don't like men that have to sit and get their hair done. So I don't date men with locks, braids, none of that. If you got to get your hair done, no. I need fades. Period.
I
want is a fade.
With the deep waves.
So quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Listen, that's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. But yeah, Stevie, he was calling her bees and all type of stuff. I did not appreciate that at all. Like, I kind of felt sorry for Faith, but at the end of the day, Faith, this is what you chose to marry. Like, you knew who Stevie, you've been knowing what Stevie was and who he was
for the long time.
Okay, you seen what he did to Eve, you seen what he did to Mimi and Jocelyn.
Period.
Okay, so what we not finna do is sit here and feel sorry for you, girl.
Hello. Okay. It's embarrassing though, but he came on and he made it right.
What he did, girl? He apologized.
He publicly apologized, to his wife, and they was in the beach together.
So they not getting a divorce?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. So they just finna keep whooping each other's ass, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay, roger that. Girl, don't call us the next time this happened. Don't call us, because we not finna keep sending Pookie them over there to fight this nigga, and you ain't finna leave.
Period.
Okay? Because my brother can't catch a charge.
Uh-uh.
For your ass. So, what's next on the docket, friend?
Did you watch the Halle Berry movie, Bruce?
I did not, because Halle don't give. I ain't watched Halle in a movie since Losing Isaiah. Okay? Mm-mm.
Ooh,
nah, I'm lying, because I did watch Monsters Ball.
That was such a terrible
movie. Yeah, it really was, but...
Halle Berry, you just live for a sex scene. That's all I'm saying. That's not gonna get us.
I wanted to give her a scream because, you know, she had Cardi B do the soundtrack and whatnot. Like,
she had all females on the soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had.
Was it good?
It was cool. The songs were cool.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it was cool.
So the movie was just not.
It was cool.
Okay.
It's her being a bad mother again. The same. I saw that. Halle Berry bullshit.
I saw that. They was like, somebody needs to call DCFS on Halle. Because she's steady fucking up kids' lives.
Right.
What's really good?
It was cool, but it had the sex scene, of course. Halle Berry lives for a sex scene. I'm like, okay. If y'all, you know, y'all got time, check it out. It's a 2-hour movie.
Okay.
But it went by kind of fast.
Okay.
Okay. So, that's that. Chris Cuomo fired from CNN.
Bird.
Okay. First of all,
don't do this, Nessa.
I'm my brother's keeper. Period.
Okay.
And that's what he said.
Because we was talking about sexual assault victims, Nessa. You got to keep it in context.
I get it. But my brother said he didn't do it. I'm a ride with my motherfucking brother. What you want me to do?
Okay. What if y'all got the evidence?
That part wasn't told. What was told was Chris Cuomo had some shit. Up
what was said to me
was Chris Cuomo had some shit about his brother, and he put his brother up on game. Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody else who would do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nobody else who would be like, "Oh, you gotta take this brother." No.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody knows something about my brother and they put me up on
anybody game, in my family, my mama, my daddy, my sister, my nieces,
we gonna know. We gonna do something about it.
Period.
Anderson Cooper, you did the same thing as somebody was talking about Gloria Vanderbilt.
Period.
So I don't even go there.
So I don't know what they, I mean, I guess y'all had to fire him, but whatever, but he gonna ride with his
brother. He gonna find a job somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, the whites always bounce back.
And I just, I don't know what to say about that. Like,
he might go over to Fox News.
Ooh. Ooh.
Might. Mm.
But that's all I can say about that. I'm gonna ride with my brother. My brother said he ain't do that bullshit, and that's what it is.
I feel you, because I'm gonna ride for my sister. If my sister, even if I know my sister killed that nigga, she didn't do nothing. My sister was at my house sleep. I'm the alibi and everything.
So CNN, whatever.
He gonna be on Fox News, friend. I bet you my last $20. He gonna end up on Fox News.
Cause his show was number one.
It was.
So I mean, like,
some network is gonna pick him up. It's gonna be a given. They gonna let the cool off period begin. No. Let his brother go through whatever drama he gotta go through. And then he gonna be back on.
Mm-hmm. So what about, did you hear about the money found in Joel Osteen's church hidden up inside the wall?
First of all,
they said they done got robbed.
I don't trust nobody with a Texas Boosie fade on a white man. That ain't nothing but a Boosie fade on a white man. With that little long tail in the back, that ain't nothing but a Boosie fade on a white man. I don't trust nobody. Mm-mm. Why the fuck you got money in the walls, Joel Osteen? This is the house of the Lord.
Period.
What is you doing hiding money in the walls for? Some ain't right about that, friend.
Some ain't right.
And then, see, this is what I don't like. See, you know, I hate to be, you know, bring the spirits into the church house, gin house, but I feel like that's karma for him because you didn't let them people in that church.
When it was flooded.
You hear me?
He didn't let them. Church house in house.
He didn't let them people in that church.
Right.
And that's what happened to people that do shit like
right.
that.
Schoolhouse, outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Cause my granny always say, a fool and his money will soon part.
Ooh, I like that.
Listen.
Go ahead, Granny.
Listen. Don't play.
Was talking.
Baby, listen. That's old school Memphis 10, okay?
Granny don't Lou.
Bring Zella up.
Bring Zella down. Okay?
Old Miss Lucy is dead and gone.
So what about Tristan Thompson having another baby? Girl, oh, Chloe, baby. He's for the streets. He is for the motherfucking streets.
Chloe.
You can have all the surgeries you want, baby.
Chloe gonna end up Lorena Bobby to him. It's only a matter of time. She gonna Lorena Bobby that man because Chloe is unstable.
Because he is humiliating you at this point.
Upside down, sideways. I mean, okay, how many more times? She's not gonna do nothing but take this man back.
I know. Girl, quit putting out. Just deactivate your Twitter. Just do that. Because they coming for you.
Don't even say, take his name off the birth certificate.
I mean, like.
Because.
You thought you found you one, but no.
At this point, that bitch, whoever the baby mama is, she good. Because she just now came out. And she done had the baby.
She said, I'ma wait 9 months.
10 months before y'all find out.
Mm-hmm. And so he kept this hidden from you from 10
Yes.
months?
But whole time y'all talking about having another baby and shit.
And he already got one.
Cause you watching your other baby mama, sister Kylie, having a baby with her baby daddy that she not with.
Girl, stupid shit.
Girl, did you see that stupid ass article? Did you sent me that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
From the W, and they was like, basically Kylie is a baby mama, but she not saying that, like, because she on the W talking about we expecting our second child, but they not in a relationship. So bitch, you is a baby mama. He just coming through, sliding through when he want to.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you feel me? Girl, I don't feel no ways for none of them Kardashians, never.
Y'all mama taught y'all to fuck with the rich. And
all y'all doing is having a mulatto baby factory over there. That's
period.
It. That's all y'all want to do is have mixed babies and fuck on rich black men.
But I think Kim's going to go back to Kanye.
Because Pete Davidson, drug addict ass, what you want with him? You can't have that drug addict man around your chilling. What is you doing?
Kanye probably done lost his fucking mind.
This man shoot heroin and everything. You can't have that man around them kids. Girl, goodbye. That's for publicity. But
so next we gonna talk about the Astroworld situation.
Girl,
sad as fuck.
You know, every time I talk to her about my mama, she just has, you know, such
strong reactions to the 9-year-old dying. Like,
yeah, that was sad as fuck.
Cause my mom is just like, he should've never been there. Who takes their 9? I'm like, mom, that's just what
the kids like. That, him though.
Yeah,
the kids like Travis Scott. Travis Scott had a character on fucking Fortnite.
I said, mom, you don't understand, because he had a whole concert on Fortnite, and not just the character. Like, he made a lot of money through Fortnite, and that's how a lot of these kids know him. So a 9-year-old, how he ended up in that area, I don't know.
I'm not,
because I don't think that was the intent. I think the dad had seats elsewhere, and then they decided to go down a little bit. I don't know. Don't
But
give
I
me
hate
lie.
That everybody is blaming him. It's not
it's
his
not
fault.
Him. It's not his
venue.
Fault. Yeah, that's the thing.
And the security. Because I did see that video where they told, when he stopped the show, was like, hey, get this person some help, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So he did the right thing. I feel bad that he's going through this, because I know he didn't mean for this to happen, but
yeah.
I don't think he's liable for their
I don't
their,
think so either.
And I think that's very commendable of him paying for their funerals, and the people that are just like not accepting the money. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, but he's trying. What do you want him to do?
Right.
What can he do at this point?
I mean, he can't do anything but, like, you know, express his condolences, what he has been doing. And at the end of the day, I don't think that he'll ultimately be culpable for this. Like, you know, that's a Live Nation thing. That's the venue thing.
Yeah.
Why ain't nobody talking about suing Drake? He was there.
Yeah, right.
Drake got them Jewish people behind him. He called, he called up Alex Rubenstein and got right the fuck on off. He got the private plane the fuck up out of there. Okay? He sinked it.
I feel bad. Rest in peace.
I do to all of those people. Because it's a very tragic. I can't imagine. Like, I love going to festivals, but something like that, that's a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do want to go to Coachella Friends. I wanted to go to Lovers and Friends. Because Lovers and Friends feel like, I feel like to me, that's going to be like, that's the bomb.
But they gonna have that together though in Vegas.
But them tickets is like ridiculous. Yeah. Like at this point,
I'll watch out from
somewhere. I'll watch it on Facebook Live. Right. You feel me? Somebody gonna do a film about it, girl. But yeah, that's a sad situation. Prayers to those, to everybody that lost somebody in that situation. Like, I can't imagine like not being able to breathe and having people crushing you and nobody's like doing anything about it. Yeah, it's just sad. But yeah.
So, Wendy Williams not coming back to her show.
Girl, at this point, Wendy, like, they keep saying that, you know, they may cancel the show. I believe that they would, because, Wendy, how many hiatuses have you had? Like, this is, like, the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, Wendy, like, go on and pass the torch, because Oprah would never. That's all. And I don't want to.
Girl, you just got to bow out gracefully sometimes.
Absolutely.
Bow out. You done.
Absolutely. It's over with at this point, because, like, you and the lymphedema, and then now they trying to act like you got dementia. But then you see she outside in a Versace robe with no shoes on getting into the limo, like, oh no, I have to show them I have all of my faculties. I know what that was about. That was a publicity stunt. But you know, you got Fat Joe, you got Leah Remini, you got Sherry Michael Rapaport.
To the end, but I'm like,
ugh,
I can't take Sherry.
I like Sherry.
Cool. I liked when Leah Remini and that other girl did it together.
I didn't see that one. Yeah. I liked Fat Joe and Remy Ma. I think
they hosted too?
Yeah, they hosted. It was actually kind of funny. Yeah, I liked them together. But, you know, Fat Joe, he could be a little problematic. He might need a little media training before he gets to have the purple couch or the purple chair.
And who told him he is like the introducer of the
baby? Listen,
shit.
He said yesterday's price is not today's price.
Okay,
listen,
okay.
I felt that.
He took that deep. And ran off with it.
Okay, that's his new tagline. I felt that deep though.
Mm, but that was well said for that versus with the Dipset and the Locks, because Jadakiss on his own took
Jada,
that whole verses on his back and murdered
Jada.
Them. I do too.
Yeah.
He's just a short man.
He just has not aged. Like,
no,
I just think he's so.
No facial hair at all.
I just think he's so cute. Like, for real. Yeah. But what else we got, friend?
So what about, shout out to you, Jay-Z, for being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and LL Cool J, which he should have been a long time ago.
Before Jay.
Period.
Okay, let's just be.
And Nas, before Jay. Period.
Girl,
Nas came out first.
Oh, Nas is not in the Hall of Fame?
No. Illmatic. Girl, please.
You know, Nas has had a Kennedy Center Honors, so I think that's like awesome.
I don't think he had a Kennedy Center Honors.
Yes, he did, ma'am.
Illmatic came out way before Nas was here first. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they go off of who's popular instead of, like, the numbers.
Okay.
Because ain't no way in fucking hell. Shout out to you, Tina Turner, for finally getting there by yourself.
They still have a committee that votes, so.
Yeah, but they're going by who's popular. Because at the end of the day, LL Cool J should have been one of the first rappers.
He definitely should have been one of the first.
Even before Tupac and Biggie.
Even before, didn't Queen Latifah get inducted or something?
No, Queen Latifah ain't in there.
Okay.
Y'all should look into that, though.
I gotta go to Cleveland and go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I do,
too. So I can actually see who's in there, because.
But yeah, LL Cool J, y'all should have been gave him his flowers. Yeah. He's from the fucking 80s. But any rapper from the 80s, Slick Rick should have been in there. Run DMC, they probably in there.
Slick Rick's not an American citizen, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, still. Oh, they don't care. They got the Beatles in there.
Okay.
Like, it don't matter. There was a lot of rappers who should have been in there before Jay-Z and definitely should have been in there. And LL Cool J, this should not have been his year to be in there.
No, it shouldn't have been.
He should have been in there way before.
He should have been in there in like 2000.
Period. Because I think your first record has to be like 25 or something years old. He been made his dues. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Don't do LL like that. Okay?
Big facts.
So, you know, I get y'all had Dave Chappelle come out for LL, but like Dr. Dre and
I thought Dave came out for Jay-Z.
He came out for Jay-Z. But Dr. Dre did LL.
Oh, nice.
I thought that
I'm
was
gonna
really
have,
nice.
It's on HBO, right?
Yes. Dr. Dre should be in there. Before what's the name?
He not in there?
I don't think so. I think N.W.A. is in there. Because I remember they did.
Okay.
N.W.A. is in there. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Dre needs to be in there, too, for himself.
Solo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they finally gave Tina Turner. This year, she came in there solo. Because Ike. She was with Ike and...
I started
clean, started making wedding plans. Oh yeah. But your love is my soul on fire, and you can live my one desire. Oh darling,
yes.
I think we're gonna work out fine. It's gonna work out fine.
Yes, honey.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I got to go back and watch that. I did see the speech. The people who, you know, did the little recorded video for Jay-Z.
Eminem came out for LL, too. Okay. Eminem came out for LL.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
I'm really disappointed.
Was anybody else, like, that we know on that one with LL and Jay-Z? Like,
I'm not too sorry.
She wasn't on that one, though.
No, she got inducted this year. I know,
but I'm saying not with. She wasn't on that one with Jay-Z and LL, though, right? I know she got a. Because this was a separate ceremony.
No, this was the ceremony. She was in there. Yes, by herself.
And LL and Jay-Z.
Yeah, the inductees. She was one of the inductees.
Okay, so it's once a year. Okay.
Yeah, it's only once a year. The Foo Fighters got in there and the Go-Go's. I'm here for all that, too. Because I love the Go-Go's.
Well, I talk about it. Carried on. I fuck with the Foo Fighters.
Carole King got in there this year. She should have. Bitch should have been in there.
Carole King been writing songs since the
60s. Period. And why is she just getting in there now?
Yeah.
Shame on y'all for that.
Yeah.
Shame on y'all.
Yeah.
Shame on y'all. Period. Like, for real, Carole King? Stop playing. Gil Scott-Heron got in there.
Okay, the revolution will be televised.
Not be televised.
Oh, you got it.
Billy Preston got in there. Okay. Clarence Avant got in there this year. Should have been in there. Stop playing with us.
He's a music?
He's a music executive.
Oh, okay.
Godfather of Black Music. Yeah, he's a music executive.
And I know.
Billy Preston, he's the guy who sings, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna deal with me. But it is what it is, but I don't know who picks up the inductees, but y'all should have did better than that. Carole King should have been in there from a long time ago. She wrote music for Aretha Franklin. What the fuck?
Period. Natural Woman.
I know Burt Bacharach is in there, okay? Hello?
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry. Somebody check on Dionne Warwick, her biopic. With Tiana. Somebody check on the production of
that. Oh, yeah. Tiana definitely got the nostrils. Mm-hmm.
She definitely.
You know, I like her version, but Isaac Hayes took it somewhere
Isaac
else.
Isaac Hayes took it somewhere else. Like,
he took it out the.
Isaac Hayes was on psychedelics when he made that song.
I love his version, too.
Yeah, it's the deep voice. It's the deep voice for me.
You see me walking down
the street. I love him and Curtis Mayfield.
Girl!
People get ready. Yes, that is my shit. You know, I just like 70s music, period.
Huh, push a man.
I just want to make a movie with, like, all 70s music, but, you know.
The soundtrack, Superfly, all Curtis Mayfield. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack to Shaft, all Isaac Hayes.
Shaft, the theme song is everything. Yes, you have to.
Who is the man that would risk his life for a brother man?
Shaft!
Damn right.
They say Shaft is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Shaft, and we can dig it.
You got to.
Why did I? Man, I should have been.
I was born in the wrong.
I promise.
For real.
Because I would have been dancing so much.
I would have been on Soul Train. All of it.
With the furs.
Yes. Some furs on. And the bell bottoms. And a crop top. Because we didn't have no steroid. They didn't have no steroid Church's Chicken and stuff like that.
Period.
We would have been eating from the garden.
I would have had a big ass afro.
Okay.
Big ass platform shoes. Hello.
With the goldfish in it.
Doing the little rerun dancing.
Period. Went right on out to she's on her way, she's going to Hollywood.
Something in the Hollywood. Yeah. She done fucked up that song
she
too.
She did. She did mess that one up.
He's waited at bus stop all his life. He's been in and out.
That is my shit.
Seeing us. Listen,
I was very disappointed in Shaka. Shaka did not have to do that to the culture. She really didn't.
Man.
Yeah.
That really, really just hurt my feelings.
But
I love they gave a shout out to Prince.
What's next on the docket? Don't do that, because that gets to the greatness of Prince. You know,
Shaka Khan, you let me have it
on the last episode about Prince. So
we're gonna talk about Snoop Dogg and like his Instagram lives when his mother passed.
I wanted to reach out and hug Uncle.
Reach out and touch somebody.
But I felt that though.
I did too.
Because you know, when you lose your mama, that's like, man.
Always
don't nobody love you like your mama.
Period.
Man.
Period.
Ain't nobody out here.
I was praying for her when he said she was sick. I'm like, okay, I'm praying for her. Yeah. I like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is very open.
I love Uncle Snoop.
I like Snoop right now. Not Murder Was the Case Snoop, but I like him right now. Yeah. His old age.
And he's nicer. And, you know, he's much, because you know, they don't know Murder Was the Case Snoop. These kids don't know that Snoop that never smiled.
So I heard that 50 Cent was supposed to do a show based on that whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
But Murder Was the Case, yes. Girl, I remember that case when they said,
me too. Like, I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Remember was on the MTV
yes,
Awards?
Ma'am. Yes, in the wheelchair.
And his ass at the
he
end.
He was in the wheelchair and then he got up out the wheel. Girl, yes, had the whole quad. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Murder! Anyway. Yeah, I like Snoop at his old age. Like, you don't see a lot of rappers get old.
His wife is definitely a rider for him, honey.
Yes, it is.
I'd have been left on
because he got a kid outside of the marriage.
Bitch, wait, hold.
I'll show you when we get on.
Lord of mercy.
That's probably when they were getting them rewards. But she's a ride or die. She a ride or die.
I think I did hear something about that.
I like his daughter too. Gone Head Chocolate, yes.
Yes.
Chocolate, yes.
But bless him. Prayers to him and his family for losing his mother. I can't imagine.
Couldn't. And then what I love was Snoop Dogg, blue wearing all day, crip walking, but you gonna put on red because that was my mama's favorite color.
He was red down.
Period.
Head to toe.
Blood gang.
Head to toe.
Period. Because that's my mama's favorite
His mama
color.
Was a blood. Low key, he just don't want to say it.
Mama said my favorite color red, and that's what she okay. wanted for her motherfucking funeral.
His mama was a blood from Crenshaw. He just didn't ever want to say it. Because he Piru. You know, I be knowing.
So,
but rest in peace.
Also, Missy got her star on the Walk of Fame.
That's good. I'd rather see Missy get one before a Shitty. Because you know a Shitty's supposed to get one too.
Did you see her on Soul Train?
I didn't watch Soul Train either, but I didn't feel like she deserved that award. No. Like, I mean,
I thought Maxwell did.
Maxwell
been around a long time.
Maxwell, you know, I love me some. Don't ever wonder.
Wow.
got to. So we need to. We might need to go to that concert, friend, and just get us a little something. Yeah. Girl, I might have to do that little special that you had did at the Lowe's. When I might have to do that.
For my little yeah yeah. Girl, Amazon for the rose petals and Amazon for the lights.
Okay then. Okay, friend, you ain't said nothing but a word because you want a Prime member. I get that some more.
Period. Okay. Blue in his favorite color.
Bruh. Hello. We gonna find it. But yeah, Maxwell deserved it, I feel like. But Ashanti, I mean, I understand Ashanti done
been around for a while.
And she been through a lot. You know, I wanna see Ashanti back. I wanna see Carrie Hilson back.
I love Carrie.
I feel like, you know, she just
what happened?
Carrie living off them Britney checks and the Pussycat Doll checks, she don't have to work no more. I feel her on that, but you know, when she supposedly said some shit about Beyonce,
it was over.
Pretty much. But shout out to them.
I mean, energy was my shit.
Girl, energy. And it's a couple of little jams on there that I got on my little playlist to this day.
I mean, you know I love Concrete Rose, so I don't care what you're saying.
Good night.
Leave me alone. I mean, the studio can make somebody sound really well. Like, look what they do with Jennifer Lopez.
Girl.
Because Jennifer Lopez, did you see her on the American Music Awards? Girl, what?
I don't like J-Lo.
She can't sing.
I've never liked J-Lo like that.
I mean, I do have On the Six. I did.
Oh, okay. I had On the Six, too. We all did.
You have my love.
Waiting for tonight. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
And I did like that song with her and Mark Anthony. No, I miss. I did like that song, too. Sorry.
Okay, girl.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I did like it.
Listen, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now you Boricua.
Okay.
Now you Boricua.
I did like Jenny. I'm the cool mother rock that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. I did like that song. Get right with the shit. I'm about to start and we can get right before the night is out. I did like that song. And then Fab came on it.
Yeah.
I like Fabulous too. Fabulous don't.
I ain't trust Fabulous ever since he knocked that lady tooth out like that. I can't trust Fabulous. Because Fabulous, you got a whole chip.
I love him and Lil Mo together.
Why would you knock that lady tooth out like that? Don't do that, Fabulous. It took you 20 years to get your chip tooth fixed. Don't be knocking folk teeth out.
I loved him and Lil Mo together. Lil Mo, I watched her Drink Champs. I thought that was really good.
It was.
Lil Mo, she's just unlucky in love.
But she really is.
I liked her in Drink Champs and I liked her in Fabulous. Superman was my shit. Can you live with it?
Girl. I did.
That was my shit too.
So what else we got on the document?
We got Alpo from the movie Pain in Full. He was killed in New York.
Sorry to that man. But listen, you was in a whole witness protection program and then you decided to leave on your own. This ain't power. You ain't Tariq mama.
Period.
Like, these people is out here looking for you for what you did to Mitch.
Right.
So,
when it happened, I was just like, you die by the sword.
Hello?
What he said. That's all I got for you. I put Dave Chappelle being canceled, but we already talked about that. And he is uncancelable.
And he's not going to be canceled.
He's not going to cancel it.
Long as the black delegation exists, he's not going to be canceled.
We holding our, we not canceling our black celebrities. Okay. We not doing it.
Not at all.
We just not going to do it.
Y'all can try.
Because he didn't kill nobody. Mm-mm. He didn't kill nobody. He just said his fucking opinion.
Dave got enough money, you could never cancel him.
And Netflix said, fuck you, we not taking it off, damn it.
They pretty much did.
Yeah.
They pretty much did. But
yeah.
You know, to all the people out there, it's Christmas season. I hope that, you know, y'all loving on y'all families and whatnot. And get them kids all the toys they want. If that baby want a kitchen set, get him a kitchen set.
Let me chime in on that. No, you're not.
Because our sponsors, we done got to the end.
My son ain't getting no kitchen
set. Well, then buy him a barbecue grill set then.
He can have that.
I'm not going to go there with
you. Because if my 8-year-old son want to learn how to cook, come on, let me show you something in the kitchen. The real kitchen. You ain't getting no kitchen.
Your 8-year-old son is not asking for a kitchen set.
He's not. He wants, okay. He likes Roblox.
I'm talking about 3-4 those small kids.
Okay, so who, like, at 3 and
y'all
4.
Y'all have a good goddamn evening.
At 3 and 4, it's already conditioned. The girls get the kitchen set. The boy get the fucking tool set. Okay, yeah, I get not. It.
We
I
don't have
it.
To live by that.
We don't have to live by that. But what? Who puts that in? I don't know what 3-year-old boy would be like. Kitchen!
There were people that said that they're three. That, you know, those who had a father that's a chef or somebody that in their family.
I can see that. But
that
you're going to learn how to cook reels and stuff. You're
okay, but that's the point of the kitchen set, because they're too young to learn how to cook the real shit, friend. Come on. Mm-hmm. Don't do this. We just went through this with Lil Nas X. I'm not going to let you do
okay,
this, friend.
Okay, if the
because we got whole sponsors in 2022.
As long as the kitchen looks kind of masculine and not, like, regular.
What's masculine? Blue?
Because I remember having a kitchen set when I was a little girl.
Okay.
My shit was super girly.
So this is what you do. When it come out with pink, you just put some blue bandanas around it. So make it Piru or something. I don't know. Put red on it. Make it a blue.
I don't know.
Make
I
it
just
a blue
I'm not
kitchen.
Giving my 3-year-old a kitchen set. I don't know. If he asked for it, nigga, what?
Tomato. Like,
I don't see the big issue about it, but
I mean, don't.
Okay.
What you do in your house is that works in your house. Like, don't let society and social media dictate
yes,
what you buy
true.
Your kids.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
So, just so y'all know, Walmart is not doing layaway this year. Like,
oh, I saw that. Yeah. Why do they have to do that?
Look, y'all better get y'all motherfucking gifts, because these shipping times is crazy.
Get you an Amazon Prime.
Listen.
Be a Prime member.
Listen. It's hard out here for these delivery drivers. So
it really is.
I just want to say, you know, God bless everybody. We
yes.
going to be back in 2022.
Yes.
We probably gonna have a whole new setup and things.
Yes,
and things.
And YouTube, so you get to see us live in
person. Period. And live in color. So
you can do what you wanna do.
And yes, I'm gonna be a fly girl. I'm gonna come in with the dance break and stuff. We might have to do a little choreography and stuff. You know,
everybody here is equally fine.
And live in color.
What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine.
And live in color.
You can do what. And I'm gonna be and 5, 6. Boom cat.
Oh, Foo Fighters. I'm sorry. When I heard Foo Fighters, I didn't know the song you were singing, but I remember the song. There goes my hero. Okay.
Watch him. I didn't know that was Foo Fighters. I thought that was somebody else.
That's not Foo Fighters?
I didn't think that's Foo Fighters.
Like, Dave Grohl, he came up from that Nirvana.
He definitely did.
And I don't know what happened to the other guy.
I don't either, girl, but...
But
you know.
Dave Grohl, he made a life from, yeah, that's Foo Fighters.
Okay, I didn't know
But
that.
I remember that song. Yeah.
I love that song. That's like one of my favorites.
Yeah,
that's been on a lot of like 90s movies. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's how long they've been out.
I know.
He probably started that group
after
Nirvana,
mm-hmm.
He killed himself.
Yeah.
So he's in there twice for Nirvana
and
with the Foo Fighters. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's all we got, people. We appreciate y'all rocking with us.
Yes.
You know, I know it'd be few and far in between, but, you know.
We try to do better.
Man, we some working women's.
We
some hard working women's.
Okay.
So, shout out to all the peoples. We love y'all. Until next time, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Right.
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
Christmas.
All that. Krumah. All that.
Santa, baby.
Yes. All that. So, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.